This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're on to the second hour of the show. We'll be here for another 3 hours to answer as many of your gardening questions as you have. And we'll do our best to help you out. Now, as mentioned in last hour, I did that tomato contest. Like I was discussing the past couple weeks, we had the Commissioner of Agriculture on the show last week, John LeBeau, and the 37th annual tomato contest happened. Great time. But I just want to give a little bit more to some of the winners from this, right? Now, they did a top 10 for each. We went in, we ranked them by taste, firmness, color, and basically how it was shaped, right? Was it a consistent shape? What was it? And it would all depend, obviously, if you had an heirloom versus, you know, you're looking at aroma versus a red rave or a sun gold. You know, you're not looking at all orange because some of these were supposed to be yellow, right? So that was kind of how it was. It was a really good time and a lot of fun. There were three categories. One was cherry, one was heirloom, and the other one, and they called slicing, but it was really the field crude. I am sorry today. I am having a bad talking day. I keep sneezing and coughing. I apologize. It's kind of coming out of, could feel it coming last night, but I apologize. Anyways, to get back into it a little bit, I judged the field grown. I had 29 different tomatoes. It was amazing. It was a great time. Although, I can wait on having a tomato for a few more weeks. But, so in the slicing category, Verrill Farm out of Concord was the number one out of, I believe there were 6 judges per category, right? So we ranked it between 1 and 10, 10 being the best. So Verrill Farm had the best slicing tomato. Langwater Farm out of Northeastern had the second best. And then Ward's Berry Farm out of Sharon was the third best. Now in the cherry category, it was the Red Fire Farms out of Montague came in first. Sienna Farms out of Sudbury. And then Red Fire Farms had a second entry that won, came in third place. So, might be interesting to go out that way. And then you look at the heirlooms, and there's a farm out of Montague. I mean, I had to look up where Montague was, I'm not going to lie, to see where it was, obviously. But they have a number of these in the top 10 in all of them. I mean, the slicing category, that Red Fire Farm was in fourth place. So I looked them up during one of the breaks here, and they are north of Deerfield, in that area. So if you were to go out to UMass Amherst, right, the alma mater there, they're going to be northwest of there, up 91, headed towards Vermont. But they're right on the Connecticut River, so they'll be able to use the Connecticut River to help water their fields. But they have a really cool website, great information on the website. So I would definitely, if you're ever in that area, you know, it's not far from, you know, going out there to look at the fall foliage or just enjoy a nice drive, you know, go to their website, take a look, because they have, they're in farmers markets. They have pick your own right now. So right now they have pick your own blueberries, but they can do a number of things. So it seems a pretty cool place. But they're a commercial grower on those tomatoes as well. You can go out there. You can actually see their trophy. It's funny looking little trophy. It is pretty cool though. It's got a tomato on top of like a regular trophy that you would have from, you know, if it was a sport that you had done or something, right? It's just got a tomato right on top of a plastic looking thing. It's pretty cool. So I just wanted to bring up a couple of these names because I thought it was cool to be a part of it. But the tomato industry in Massachusetts is amazing. Close to 14 million pounds of tomatoes are grown each year in Massachusetts locally and put into sauces, into, you know, tomatoes into sandwiches. What am I thinking here? You got the idea. But it's in everything around here. And that's, you know, in the outdoor growing facilities. There's another 6 million pounds grown over winter under glass. Amazing. I mean, it is absolutely amazing to hear about how great it is that the local farms in Massachusetts are part of this. Again, it's a fun way to showcase what our farmers do, but I think it is awesome to just hear about this because I will tell you, I did not know there was that much or that many tomatoes grown in Massachusetts. I knew there was a lot, right? But I didn't know that weight. Eye-opening, pretty cool stuff. I'll have to share some pictures on our Facebook page later on this week at some point. But it was really cool to see and just to talk with some of the people. I got to talk with a former professor, Ed Bemis. His wife, Tina, and Ed own Bemis Farms. They do a local radio show on Saturdays in the area, just to bring more awareness to the industry, answer questions, just like myself. And it was great to talk with him. And they were gaining an extra hour on their show on Saturdays, this week. So, awesome stuff. But it was cool because I was like, hey, I was in your class in Stockbridge in 2001. You know, 21 years ago. That made me feel old. And him as well, I believe. But anyways, it was just cool to talk about the industry, talk about those things, laugh about the tomato contest, and, people walking by and seeing everything. Everybody's like, oh, what's going on here? What are you doing? What's going on? But at the end of the day, the biggest winner, they donated all the tomatoes that came in that did not get sliced, did not get diced, everything, to a veteran's home. So that's pretty cool. They had a total of 95 entries in the four categories. Because the weight, we did not taste those. Grown specifically for the weight. on this one. They weren't grown just to be heavy, but you get the idea. So, really cool stuff. Really awesome stuff. I want to thank John LeBeau, the commissioner of the Massachusetts for the Department of Agricultural Resources, or MDAR. You know, like I was telling him, I was telling others, I got the email from him, you know, a month and a half ago, maybe a month ago. And at first I looked at it and I'm like, I know the name. I know it says Commissioner of Agriculture. And I'm saying, is this a work email? Is this like, which email is this? Because you know the name and you're like, oh, okay, what changed? What do I need to do? Am I in trouble? But then I saw it was for the Garden Club email and I was like, oh, phew. I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, but it was one of those like, uh-oh. But it was awesome to meet with him, see him in person, talk with the number of representatives there. Awesome stuff. So definitely we owe a lot to the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. They are really helping us out. And hopefully John gets to stay on after the election in the fall for Massachusetts. Because I think he is definitely the right person for the job to be part of the agricultural department in Massachusetts. Anyways, if you have some questions here, call us. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been a professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And nice and cool morning, cloudy, 63 degrees currently, maybe a little bit warmer, but we're going to get some heat in the next couple days. Hopefully, that is the end of it, right? Hopefully. But kids are starting to go back to school, so it's the, you know, unofficially Labor Day next Monday. That's coming Monday. The Monday after is our end of fall, right? But we still have summer all the way until almost the end of September here. But looking like maybe the heat, it's going to be in the 80s for a while. So who knows? Who knows? Global warming doesn't exist. Anyways, it's my little jab there. But anyways, you hear it everywhere. Drought is, I mean, everywhere. I was listening to the, you know, the news in between the show here, and they're talking about a bridge that was built in the Roman Empire is exposed in the water because it's gone down so far. You know, I've heard so many different things, you know, areas, you know, China has hydroelectric power and they haven't been able to use it for a couple weeks because they don't have enough water. So it's not just us. It's everywhere. So definitely something, you know, keep an eye on. Hopefully we can get some rain, get some things to help us back into the positive when the rain happens. If not, we're going to be hoping for snow. Is that it? You know, snow is a great additive for to get water into the soil, right? It's definitely a positive. So if we don't get a lot of rain, hope for snow. You know, the rainstorm that the Cape got earlier in this week, I mean, record numbers. And there was a couple, there was one spot I think I saw in the news that had like 4 inches of rain in that heavy storm. And that barely made a dent in our drought. So it's definitely, it's getting a little better, but it's not there yet. We're not completely there. So, you know, keep an eye on it. As I've said for the past couple of weeks, we are in an extreme drought. It actually, most of the state was in extreme drought about a week ago. Parts of the western part of the state, part of Cape Cod, went down to a severe drought. So you got that going for you. It's not so extreme, but I'll tell you, it's not getting any better. So let's hope for some of that change soon. I know if you look at the, you know, the United States, a lot of the middle of the country is still dry. The western part of the country is still dry. But, you know, southeast regions, very dry. Lower parts, it's normal temperatures where they actually have some growing weather. So it's actually really nice. So just take a look at that map and kind of see and say, all right, some of it needs to come our way. Anyways, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to introduce the first one here right as we go to break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I was calling. I have a couple of plants. One's called butterfly weed, and okay. The other one is balloon flower.
Okay.
And they both have pods on them, and, you know, they're going to go to seed. And I was thinking of taking the seeds and saving them and planting them in the springtime. Now, when do I do that? They're not dried out yet. Can I do that and just bring the seeds in the house, or should I put them in a freezer? And then in the springtime, do I plant them in little, you know, cups and stuff like that? How do I move them? Like, I don't want to move the plant, but I want to take the seeds and put them in another area of the yard.
Gotcha. So there is a way to do it. It's definitely easy. It's not easy, but it's not hard by any means. It takes a little bit of time. So on the other side of the break, when we get back, we'll go kind of step by step in what to do. So if you want to hang tight with us, we'll give you some information. We'll start with the butterfly weed and then move on to the balloon flower.
Okay.
For everybody else, phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says there's a real risk with the President Biden student loan forgiveness plan that will help Democrats in the 2022 midterms.
That there is a real risk if you are that slacker barista who wasted 7 years in college studying completely useless things, now has loans and can't get a job. Joe Biden just gave you 20 grand. You know, maybe you weren't going to vote in November and suddenly you just got 20 grand. And, you know, if you can, you know, get off the bong for a minute and head down to the voting station, it could drive up turnout, particularly among young people.
He made these statements during his Verdict with Ted Cruz podcast. This is USA Radio News. A school district in southwestern Missouri has decided to bring back spanking as a form of discipline for students if their parents agree. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports their agent seized over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S. southern border in the fiscal year 2022 through July. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Dr. Raul Gupta.
The president believes this is a top urgent priority, and that is exactly why he's proposing a budget that's historic increases in funding for Customs and Border Protection, DEA, in order to get them the resources, the technology, and the infrastructure to do their job even better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with John. He has a butterfly weed and a balloon flower. And he wants to harvest the seeds.
Yep.
So we'll start with the butterfly weed, right? You want the seed pod on there to basically tell you it's ready. And the easiest way for that, for you to know that it's ready to harvest, is when it slightly cracks, right? Or they start to open up. You don't want to collect the seeds until that happens. Reason being is they're fully developing in there. If they're nice and green, or at least not, you know, a perfect green shade, but starting to go into the brown color, you know, they're not ready yet. They are completely getting the nutrients from the plant and developing, right? So you need to let the plant tell you, all right, it's time to harvest, okay? So when it gets to that point and they're starting, break off the pods. Put them in like a paper bag or something. You don't want to try and take the seeds and do it outside immediately, because if it's a windy day, it's got those little like feathers attached to it, if you will.
It's like a milkweed.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll just start to fly. And so you'll be cleaning up more than if you tried to do it, you know, maybe it's in a garage or something. It doesn't matter where you do it. But the idea is as soon as it starts to pop and starts to open up a little bit, what you'll do is break it open. And the easiest way to do it is grab the clump and kind of start pushing the seed pods towards the top, right? Because what it'll do is it'll slowly just push all this, as many of the seeds off, holding those feathers, I'm going to call them, intact, so that it's just seeds that are falling. You'll end up having to clean off some of the stems off of it, because you don't want to keep any of the stems for long term. They're no benefit for you. What it is that, you know, these stems create the seed at the top, and that's why they're there. So what do you do from there? You can actually store them, paper bag, cardboard box, anything, but you want to make sure that those seeds are completely dry before you store them. And so, you look at them first, you'll see they might be a little bit moist, a little wet, probably week to 10 days of drying out. I wouldn't leave them in direct sun, because that'll dry out the wrong way. We're looking for them to naturally dry out, right? So let them dry, and then you can store them till spring, honestly. Might be best get like a paper bag or an envelope. Put them in a, Tupperware to store them, right on the envelope, what it is, so that you know in the spring. And then in the spring, just take them out and you can plant them inside. You can get, a starter tray with like six packs on them. You could start different ways, any way that you want. Just use a seed starting soil, because it's a little bit lighter than if it were outside. We want the seed to be able to develop and do those types of things. So it's real easy. You don't have to put them in like a freezer or the refrigerator to cold stratify them on these. These are ones that just once they dry out, they'll be fine to move on. Okay. Now, as far as the balloon flower, we're doing the same thing here, allowing the balloon flower seeds to set in that pod and waiting until they start to turn brown, right? completely brown. It'll dry out right on the top. Once that happens, that's when you snap the stem off, put them in a paper bag, do the same thing. There's going to be, on the balloon flower, the seeds are a little bit smaller, or a lot smaller than the butterfly weed. So those are ones where when you open them and break them apart, you want to open it in like a bag or an envelope already, because they'll go everywhere. And you do the exact same process. This is not one that needs to be cold stratified as well. So really it's letting the plants do their thing, but keep an eye on them, because when they start to open, especially the balloon flower is not going to open like that, but when the butterfly weed starts to open, you've got to make sure you get them if you're going to get them, because the wind will start breaking them apart. They'll fly everywhere, and you won't be able to do what you're looking to do and kind of put them where you want to put them versus where Mother Nature wants to put them.
All right, but I can keep them in the garage, put them in the bag in a Tupperware, keep them in tall in the garage.
It's not going to be a, even if it was to, they're going to be completely dried out, so they're not going to, freeze, right? I would be worried if they still had moisture in them.
Yeah, keep them in the garage or the basement.
Yeah. Just in a place, like, if they're completely dry, dried out, they're not going to freeze anyways. It's just if they have that little bit of moisture in there. That's the biggest part of this, is just making sure they're dry. Because a little bit of moisture, what it'll also do is if there's moisture in there and you put it in a bag, the moisture can get to everything else and it can start to, mold or rot out. So that's why, I'd take them, put them on a counter where there's filtered light coming in, and let them dry out for a few days. On a porch, in a garage, anywhere where they're going to be able to sit. You don't want it on the hot, hot sun where it's just the sun is on top of it, because that can dry it out beyond dry. I know that doesn't make too much sense, but I think you get the idea. We don't want them to be like brittle. We want them to be dry, just not too dry.
Right.
And then, like I said, the biggest thing is starting them in a seed-starting soil, which is a lighter mix, is a mix of soil that really is considered a soilless mix. So there's no heavy soil in it. Allows the roots to develop, allows them to really get stronger. And then usually you need to wait to plant any of these outside, obviously, until the frost has passed, which is usually the end of May. You should definitely be all right. The balloon flower is one where you could actually just plant right into the soil if you wanted. But it sounds like you want to get them started so you can kind of place them in different areas and see what's going to be successful. But the balloon flower is one where you could just plant directly into the ground.
Okay. Yeah, I got a ton of them, too, because a ton of pods, because I have about six plants, and they all have, like, six or seven strands coming up, and they have tons of pods on them. So I'll do both. I'll experiment, you know.
Definitely. And, you know, what our plants are telling us by having so many pods this year is that they've been stressed beyond belief. They're thinking, I don't know if I'm going to make it to next year, so I need to make seeds so that I can reproduce. Because that's the goal of any plant, is to reproduce, become, you know, have more of the plant. So,
oh, I see you.
That's what it's kind of saying to you. So what I would look at doing for the spring on these plants is making sure, if you haven't before, just using like a garden tone type fertilizer on your perennials, or a 10-10-10 early in the season, once the ground is thawed, just to give them something back to start for next year. We don't want to put anything in them now. We don't want to start promoting new growth, all those things. But a lot of your plants that you're pulling these seed pods from are telling you, I'm stressed out. I don't know what's going to happen. Help me out. So if you could do that in the spring, that's going to help you with those. I wouldn't use the 10-10-10 on the newly seeded. It's too much for them. Use just a regular, you might not even need a fertilizer until once they've started to establish. But again, like I said, those plants are telling you they're stressed out, they need something. So this next spring, definitely fertilize them.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
All right, John. Well, I appreciate the phone call. Some great great questions, because a lot of plants are going to seed right now, and what can we do? So I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Yep, Gina is in Keene, New Hampshire.
Gina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. My question today is, earlier in the spring, I had purchased 20 or so bare root seedlings for crabapple trees from the state nursery, and the area they're going wasn't ready yet, so I planted them separately in pots. And now I'm wondering, what would be the best way to winter them? Should I bury the pots in the ground? Should I bring them inside? Because I won't be planting them until next year.
So if you can bury them at least partially into the ground, that would be great. You could also take the containers, put it in like a corner somewhere where it's going to be sheltered on a couple sides. Put them all together, pot to pot. Put mulch or compost or salt marsh hay over them for the winter. Help protect the root system. It would be something that, you know, I'd put the plants there once the season kind of is winding down. And then not put any of the salt marsh hay or the soil or anything until later on in the season. You know, you don't want rodents or anything kind of going in there early. If the ground is thawed, still thawed, they're looking for a place to live. And if you build them a little spot, they're going to eat the plants. So we don't want to do that. That's why you want to wait till later. But either one of those would be fine. I wouldn't bring them in because the temperatures fluctuate too much inside. It goes from warm to cold. They don't know the difference of the season. They won't understand it. They need a dormancy period. And so that's going to be beneficial, is leaving them out there. If you can get them in an area where they're a little more sheltered, if you're just going to dig them in, that's fine too. You know, up against the wooded area. I'm just trying to think of ways that they'll be a little extra protected, since they're not going to be completely in the ground. I wouldn't dig the container and put it all the way in the ground, because inevitably you'll start to get some root system growing around it, its own root system, but you want to make sure you'll be able to take it out easily in the spring. So either way, digging it into the ground or above ground in an area, you can put them all together and save them that way. It can be done.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, Gina, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're coming up on a break here, but look at your plants. If they have seed pods, think about it. Let them dry out, and you can actually take some of those pods for next year. Try it out. Try some experiments. Try some different things. That'd be pretty cool. Try inside. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're just about halfway through the program. Some good information here today. You know, when we were talking with John about the seed pods, really made me, kind of think about the amount of seed pods that should be out there on plants that are really stressed. They really are going to have a tremendous amount. So this would be the year, if any, to try it out. Because not all seeds will actually be successful growing in the next season. So it's something where if you can do it, have at it. Not a hard process, but the biggest thing is making sure that the seed pod has time to dry out a little bit on the plant. And it's just slightly dry out. It's not completely dry out on a lot of them. You want it to dry out because that means the plant is done putting energy into the seed pods. Basically is their way of, showing a timer. All right, it's done. Ready to go. So definitely something to be looking at. Now, vegetable gardens are starting to fade away at this point. Keep an eye out. Don't, I'll give you this thought process. It's up to you, but I would recommend not ripping out the plants and just ripping them out of the soil. Cut them down to the ground. Let the root system stay for the winter and into the spring. Think about how many times you've fertilized this season, watered, done all those different things. And remember that those nutrients can stay in the soil, but if you rip them out, it disrupts the process, and it will take all those nutrients out with it. So Jeff Lowenfeld had come up with the whole process and discusses it in multiple books, explaining how microbes can work for you. And one of those is to leave the plants at the end of the season. So I know we go into the fall cleanup mode, right? Clean up everything, get rid of everything. I would recommend, even if it's just a part of an area, cutting it down just to the ground and see what happens next year. We do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Braintree.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I planted a red raspberry this spring, and it's doing very well. In fact, it's the main stem is about 8 feet tall now, and it's bending over, and it's got a bunch of shoots coming out from the bottom. I don't know what to do with it. Can I cut it down, or I'm afraid to prune it because I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Excuse me. You said it's gotten already 8 feet tall?
Yeah, the main shoot is, yeah, easily 8 feet.
Really? Wow, that's amazing. That's some great, great growing, especially in a time where we haven't had a lot of rain, etc. But we can hand water those types of things. So that's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, the thing is with it, you know, if it's just one major stalk that's the eight, or if it's the whole thing, there, you know, it's hard to just say, all right, what am I going to do? You don't want to damage it, right? It's done so well for you. So
exactly.
You really need to look at the plant and see which canes are the strongest, which ones are the best, right?
Uh-huh.
And see which ones seem to be the best. And we want to kind of remember those, right?
Okay.
Making sure that did any of it produce any fruit for you?
No. There was a couple little shriveled up raspberries on it when I bought it.
Yeah.
But no, nothing's produced fruit at all.
Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to go into a break. I want you to hang tight. On the other side of the break, we'll go step by step in what to do for winter to get it there. So hang tight. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.